If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
What happens if you go first? A pet trust will provide continuing care according to your wishes, and it will be legally enforceable. Outliving your pet is painful, but it's the natural order given the comparatively short animal lifespan. More difficult and more crucial to contemplate, what happens if you go first? Preparing for that contingency shouldn't be done casually. You need to be specific about your wishes to make sure they're enforceable by law, and to back up your plans with money designated for your pet's care. The good news, most states now have laws recognizing pet trusts. Quite simply, a pet trust is a legal arrangement that lets you designate assets such as insurance policies, real estate, cash, or a retirement fund for the care of your pet in the event of your disability or death. You can leave assets only to a living person. As a result, you have to find someone to receive the legal title to the assets that you're going to use to benefit the pet, and you have to find somebody willing to use that property to look after the pet. Pet trusts are not without difficulties. For one thing, the law considers pets to be property, akin to inanimate objects. Because inanimate objects can't receive an inheritance, a trustee and a caregiver must be assigned. In addition, in standard trusts, the beneficiary is the only one with standing to enforce a trust, to complain to the court, for example, that the conditions aren't being met. Obviously, pets can't do that. For an arrangement benefiting a pet to be enforceable, a type of trust called an honorary trust must be established. The participants include the settlor or grantor, the person who creates the trust, that's you, the trustee, the person who will manage and distribute the funds, the caregiver, who may or may not be the same person as the trustee. It's always wise to choose more than one caregiver in case circumstances change. And the beneficiary, that's your pet. You can add a provision in your will stating the intentions for your pet, but that language is not legally enforceable. You have no guarantee your pet will receive the care you envisioned. Recently, more states have enacted pet trust laws that function as honorary trusts. According to the ASPCA, 46 states and the District of Columbia have these statutes. Only Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, and Mississippi do not. You will need to make sure the potential caregiver understands the details of your pet's care, including feeding, medical needs, exercise requirements, and contact information for his veterinarian. The amount of money to set aside for the care depends on your pet's age, health, and any extreme measures you want administered in case of illness. A rule of thumb is to multiply his average annual cost of care by a reasonable life expectancy, adding extra money for the caretaker's time. Be sure to include money for cremation or burial. The trustee is in charge of giving the money to the caretaker according to a prearranged schedule, usually done annually. If the trustee and caregivers are different people, give the trustee a photo of your pet, microchip information, and a DNA sample to protect against fraud. There have been cases of a caregiver getting a replacement pet to continue receiving money when the pet died prematurely. Be sure to give copies of the trust to the trustee and caregivers and stay in touch with them to update your trust in case circumstances change. You can fill out forms for a pet trust on the internet or consult an attorney. The most important thing is to get the paperwork done so you can have peace of mind about your pet's future if you're not around to guide it. I know this isn't something most of us want to think about, but it is necessary. I've seen too many pets abandoned or taken to the shelter by family members when the owner passes away. It's important to protect your pet, even when you're not around anymore to do so. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.